Max Homa is third at 6 under. Danny Willett, after a birdie on 10, is moved to 5 under par, 2 shots off the pace. Tiger Woods finished up round 1 this morning with a 1 over par 73. Right now, Tiger, after a bogey on 14, he is 2 over par. The projected cut is plus 4. Tiger trying to make a cut at Augusta for the 24th consecutive time, which would set a new record. Again, coverage beginning on ESPN2 in round 2 of the ESPN Masters, coverage on ESPN television. Kentucky makes it official. They name BYU's Mark Pope as their new head coach. He was the captain of the Wildcats' 1996 national championship team. Also from college basketball, Duke sophomore All-American Kyle Filipowski and all-conference freshman Jared McCain have each announced today they're entering the upcoming NBA draft.
Hey, it's your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Candy. Coming up Monday, I'll tell you the worst landing spot for all of the top quarterback prospects in the NFL draft. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Local sports, national sports. The G-Cat is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Coach Kenny Farrell decked out in a brand new Jester's polo. That looks fantastic. I got to see the brand new Jester's kits, as they call them. Jerseys, as us Americans like to call them. Either way, it looked fantastic. It's a green, it's a purple, and a black. Just took a photo with them. Love them. Might have to swindle one or two. As we are at live at No Wake Outfitters over here on Airline Drive, 1926 Airline Drive. Justin's been joining us since we started out the show here as well. Are you a big soccer fan at all? Do you like soccer? Do you watch soccer? Do you play soccer? I can't run, which is why I never played soccer.
My sister and my father are big Manchester United fans.
Really? Well, you just got the thumbs up from Coach Kenny Farrell because he is a
Manchester United fan.
Imagine that, how that works there. What's the difference between Man City and Man U? Different, right?
Yeah, class. They're a better team than us, for class.
I do that. I like to jab.
You're poking, yeah.
I know a little bit about that here as well. Jack, coach, wants to know who is going to win the EPL. Is it Man City, Liverpool, or Arsenal?
Well,
he brought
it's notes. Really it's really anybody's game right now. You got to look at the last games. They're coming into the last 6 games of the season and who's playing, because I think that league this year, which would be incredible, can be won on goal difference. I think they can have the same amount of points throughout the season. And the goal difference between goals scored and goals against might actually decide who's going to win the league. If you look at it right now, Arsenal have played 31 games. They've got 7 left. They're on 71 points, and they're plus 51 goal difference. Liverpool, in second place, are on the very same games, the very same points, and they're plus 42. So they're about 9 goals behind. And then you've got Manchester City, that's the same amount of games, 31, but 70 points. So they've all got 7 games to play. It can be anybody. On form, I think Arsenal are showing the best form out of anybody, but I also think that they have the toughest running. They've got to play Spurs, which is their local rival in North London, which is never an easy game. And Spurs, on a good day, will beat them, can beat them. And then they, they got to play Chelsea. So I think Chelsea, even though they're mid-table this season, on a good day, player for player, they can produce an absolutely tremendous.
Basically, you just described the way we look at the NBA here over this weekend, because it could be anybody.
Yeah, it can be anybody. If I was to place a bet, which I don't bet, but if I was to place a bet, I'd put it on Arsenal right now.
Okay, well, there you go, Jack. Maybe that answers your question. Chef Scotty still has a question for you here as well. He's going to call in. So, buddy, be looking on the Ruderman Can hotline and guest line, 800-998-1003. Chef Scotty's going to have a question here for you as well. Justin, thank you for having us out here today. I've been looking forward to coming out here. I've been telling people about what No Wake Outfitters can do, but to be able to put my eyes on what you guys do kind of leads me to ask you my next question, I guess. How do I get involved in this community here? Is it message boards? Is it, you know, is it a way to find out what you guys do? I mean, you already said I can come hang out and have a cup of coffee with y'all in y'all's lounge.
Exactly. Area. We have a lot of guys that come and hang out here at the shop at all days of the week. A lot of guys come and spend their lunch hours here. But I always encourage people to get involved with your local clubs. Specifically here in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area, we have the New Orleans Fly Fishers Club,
right,
which is our local angling club for anything fly tackle here, whether that be cold water, fresh water, salt water. You know, we cover it all. We have a lot of fishing trips together. We do a lot of fly tying classes, casting seminars, and things like that. That's all things. We have information on stuff like that here in the shop. Actually, the seated president and vice president is myself and AJ upstairs. So we kind of have a little bit of thing, a nepotism thing kind of going on. The two officers of the fly club also own the only fly shop over here. So that's super informative and easily accessible for people, especially who just want to get out and get on the water or just get out and fish in the park and things like that. We always have that available. For kayak fishing, we honestly have one of the oldest and by far the biggest kayak fishing club. Not just in the Gulf Coast region, but nationally, is Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. They will run a lot of competitive tournaments here, but they also do a lot of casual stuff, too. They do a lot of family get-togethers and things, and you can join our Facebook group on there. That's also a huge wealth of knowledge. Any sort of questions you have, or even if you're just looking to hook up and go fishing with somebody, it's really easy to just go ahead and post on there, hey, you know, I'm free Saturday, I'm going here, anybody else want to go? It's a great way to link up with like-minded people who share a similar passion, and y'all can get out and enjoy those things together.
I think that's the one thing I've gotten to from being here, too, the information. I mean, it's kind of one of those things you want to be able to share that and do that, because I don't know where to go fly fishing, and you say, well, there's water and there's fish, Gus, imagine that, right? Just like if I said, let's go play soccer, and you go, do you have a ball and there's some grass? But along the lines, you just heard him kind of talk about the community and how it just kind of starts from person to person building, and it's very similar to what you keep saying, why soccer continues to grow in this country, right? I mean, it needs to start with that. I know you can do your teams, you can do your travels, you can do things of that nature, but does it just kind of start basically like what Justin's saying here? It's just a community-based thing?
Yeah, it's the easiest game in the world to play, really. It's very easy. You find a bit of grass or somewhere to play, put a couple of, you know, objects down for a goal, and you get a ball and you start playing against each other. I mean, it's a street game. Just think about the lines on a soccer field. There really is the only four outside lines. The inside lines are very seldom used. One for goalkeeper handling the ball. The other one's a halfway line. I mean, seriously, it's just like 22 players on the pitch just, you know, knocking the ball around, trying to outbeat each other. So, you know, put the ball in the back of the net. It's so simple.
You said something earlier in the show there as well, too, that for kids, I got a 7-year-old, and you feel that fly fishing is the most simple, not simplest, but like the most natural kind of
It's the easiest form of fishing to teach a child. Because it's literally just picking up and putting down line. And you don't even need a big expensive rod for that. You can literally go out and get them, you know, something that they can eventually grow into. They have youth rods and things like that. Those are available here in store. But honestly, like if you just wanted to get a regular size rod, something that they're going to grow into eventually and still get use out of, that's really all you need. You don't need anything expensive just to get a kid out on your front yard picking up line and putting it back down. It's just as easy as could be. And kids love it because they're engaged the entire time they're casting. It's not something like throw a bobber out there and watch it for 5 minutes and wait for it to go down.
My kayak's in my shed back in the back, and every time we walk by there, Carver's always looking at it. He's like, dude, I'd love to do that. There's something about the kayak, too, that – and I say simplistic, and what I mean by that is it's like you just said. I can just grab it. I know Coach Kenny Farrell lives by some water over here as well. I can just throw it, and we're in. We're off and running, and, you know, we're on the water. And look, there's a fish over there. Stay away from the gator. But, and I mean, just – get my point?
Exactly, and it brings you closer to that experience of fishing. You're pretty much almost eye level with the fish. You're kind of seeing things from their perspective, and that's what I think a lot of guys get lost, you know, in their big $250,000 power boats and things like that, and they got live target and things on there. A lot of times I tell people, just go out on the kayak, take a minute, look around you. You'll see what bait's busting on the water. You'll see what fish are doing, what the wind conditions are doing, what the water clarity is like. Kayaking just forces you to really slow down and pay closer attention, and that's always key to finding more fish, is just paying attention to the conditions and what you're seeing.
Now, I don't know if you saw over to your right, Coach, but this is more your speed over here. can you explain to Coach over here, Justin, where we got it? It's a pedal that you hit a button and it kind of pedals for itself.
So this is the newest innovation in the industry from Old Town. This is the EPDL Plus. It's a fully motorized kayak. Your battery and everything's already integrated into the motor. You can pedal it if you want to, but you can also turn it on, power it on, and you'll have e-assist, just like in the e-bikes that you see around here in the city a lot of times, so that you're getting more revolutions. For you can pretty much pedal really slow, and that prop's going to spin fast enough to get you up to at least 6 miles an hour on the water.
That's awesome.
Or you can even turn on cruise control, and it's basically just a giant trolling motor.
Do you have like Borgs or something over there in Ireland? I mean, the old kayak.
Fly fishing is big in Ireland. Fly fishing in the streams and the rivers. When I was younger, I'm not very good at it. But I did it when I was younger.
Well,
a lot of streams and a lot of rivers, and it's pretty. It's pretty easy to.
We're big Hardy fans here. Mm-hmm. I know that's not Ireland, but
it's completely different terrain over there. You know.
I love that. All right, Coach Chef Scotty is online. Chef, how are you today on this Friday?
Guys, man,
how you doing?
You there?
Yeah, we're here. I'm good. What's up, bud? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I wanted to talk to Kenny.
Okay, go ahead.
Kenny, I went to my first MLS game Saturday night.
Okay.
I saw St. Louis in the first play.
I missed that. Who was it?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, yeah.
St. Louis and Dallas. We went to the game in St. Louis. Beautiful stadium. Had a blast. The fans are crazy about their soccer. Mm-hmm. The St. Louligans. And we had a blast. But the problem I have with soccer, and you could tell they were world-class athletes. I mean, they were fast. They were incredible. But the game ended 0-0. And St. Louis literally missed 27 shots on goal. 27 shots.
And that's a problem.
They were obviously much better than Dallas. Mm-hmm. They missed a lot of shots that were really close in. Within the square, they were like, within the box, they missed like 10 shots. And I was so frustrated with watching that because they were just obviously so much better. Why don't they have an overtime?
Well, believe it or not, they used to have in the United Soccer Leagues. And I think when MLS first started, they tried, it was called a blue line. They would, if the game was tied at the end of it, in the early days of Major League Soccer, you would put the ball, it was about 35 yards out, and you had, I don't know how many seconds it was, but I'll just say it was 6 or 7 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, to go one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Goalkeeper come off his line, and you had to beat him and score.
Nice.
Instead of doing a penalty shootout, that's what they used to do to finish games.
Right.
But it's a tradition around the world, just if a game is tied and it's not a playoff game, you'll take 1 point, and if you win, you'll take three. And that's the way it is, and I don't see that changing. So what I would say is that St. Louis needs to get better strikers so that we can score a few goals.
Spoken like a real coach there. There it is.
They've played 7 games, and they've lost 1, won 1, and tied 5.
All right, so, Coach, if you tie 5.
Well, he's got a problem. He's in the games. And if he's dominating the games and tying them, that's one thing. If he's not dominating them and he's hanging in, that's another.
Justin, is that like if I go fly fishing and I get the fish on the hook, but I can't get it into the kayak? Do we have a problem?
I mean, as long as you lead her, it counts by IGFA rules. As long as you touch the leader.
Is that why you have the big net over here?
Yeah,
on the
pretty much.
There it is. So we get it close to the kayak.
As much reach as we can get.
And we scoop it up with the big old net on right there. I love that.
But I hope the St. Louis strikers are better fishermen than our strikers.
Well, obviously, he needs to get in the transfer market. He just hasn't got one. He needs to buy one.
You got
to
come out here and come check out these kayaks, man. These are something else.
Yeah. The next time I'll come. But it was an incredible experience. Soccer was awesome. We should have a team in New Orleans. I know we already have the Justers, but an MLS team in New Orleans coached by Kenny Soto would be cool.
Yeah, it'll come. It'll come at some point. I think we just need to find the right owner.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be here. Yeah.
Coach is trying. Coach would love to coach him. So that is for sure. Yeah. Thank you, Chef Scotty. Appreciate the time, bud. Good seeing you.
See you later.
Take care.
Bye bye.
NoWakeOutfitters.com, man. One of the best ways to get all that information, events, and all that. We're going to talk to you before we get out of here at 2:45. We can go through all those different things, the classes again, and all of that, right?
Okay, perfect.
Sound good?
Absolutely.
Did you learn any soccer just now?
I did.
See, this is one of the things you do when you don't know it. You have someone on that does know it, and you just ask them away.
There's no better wealth of information either, instead of just some guy at a random bar who only knows what Google tells him.
That is very true. But that's normally how soccer goes, right? Don't we just go to a random bar and just kind of watch soccer?
Yeah, soccer fans go to bars. And yeah. I mean, they're the best coaches in the world when they've got a few drinks on them. And yeah. they analyze
how
the game
no
and really don't know
the
what they're looking at. Huh?
How is no team called the Hooligans?
The Hooligans?
The Hooligans. That'd be a great name for the Hooligans.
It probably would, yeah. but it wouldn't be mine. That's
Can it be
sure.
like your academy team name, the Hooligans?
No. no. Jesters is good.
Jesters is fine. That's Jesters fine. Coach Kenny Farrell. As always, May 11th, sir.
Yeah.
That is your first game.
Yeah.
The 18th?
18th is the first home game.
Yep.
NolaJesters.com if you need information.
And when can people see these new jerseys?
I reckon very, very soon. I think probably by next week sometime I'll have
them. On the website?
Yeah, they will be.
Social
they will
media?
Be. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll put them all out there.
Good seeing you, man. Thanks
you
for coming
too.
By.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Marlon Fave right next on ESPN New Orleans.
It's Greg LeBlanc Toyota's spring cleaning sale going on now with over 200 new Toyotas to choose from.
Check it out.
Like the all-new redesigned 2024 Toyota Tacoma and the Grand Highlander. And also, you get 0% financing currently available with the 2024 Toyota Tundra.
And remember,
every new Toyota comes with 2 years free maintenance. Visit GregLeBlancToyota.com
or stop by 220 South Hollywood Road
to save big,
big
on your next vehicle.
Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cut Off is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit our website at visionsourceadvancedeyecutoff.com.
Hey.
Hey, you all right?
Man, I don't know. Lately, I've been feeling kind of off.
Might be because you've been vaping so much.
What do you mean?
You know how when dirt gets in the engine oil, it throws everything off?
Yeah.
The nicotine in vapes is like that. It's not meant to be in your body. It throws off your natural brain chemicals, which could make you feel jumpy, anxious, or even sad. So like that engine with the bad oil, your brain ain't running right.
It ain't right.
Keep your body running tobacco free.
Learn more at BehindTheHazeLA.com.
Sponsored by Louisiana Department of Justice.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover, live at No Wake Outfitters. Marlon Fave, right? Big Fave 504 is a way to give a follow over on X. Inside the Trenches, the show, live on YouTube and right here on ESPN New Orleans here as well. Marlon, what's up, sir? How are you?
Man, all is well. We just did a live remote here at Small Sliders in Marrero and had a great show. Of course, talked about this big-time spring game LSU has this weekend. And, we're excited for the game.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, sir. Obviously, that's one of the things we've been talking about over the last couple of weeks here as the spring game's coming on here. We got to hear from Harold Perkins. We got to hear from Nussmeier this spring as well on how their things are going. New coaching staff, the whole defensive side, which is your side of the ball, is brand new here as well. I know it's the spring. Everybody's happy. Everybody thinks everyone's doing great. Everyone is excited about the prospects and the futures. But I do get a sense that after last year's, how do we put this, defensive performance, there has to be anything but excitement, right, can you turn things around? And it all starts with each practice and then going into the spring game, huh?
It does, Gus. It starts in practice. It starts with this new coaching staff having the ability to sit down and talk to a lot of these players, watch them in practice, watch film with them. All of those things play a major role in the spring. And we all worried about the defense. We do have some guys with playing experience and returning, and Tavion Jones and Jacoby and Guillory. Those guys are coming back. How's Brady Swanson going to look? There's Coach Kevin Peebles, spent some time at Tulane, was at Missouri with Coach Blake. How is he able to get those edge rushers going? And the lack of depth in between on the defensive line. That's something we're looking for at the spring game tomorrow as well, how they're going to rotate the interior linemen. And you said it, Gus, all of these questions stem from last football season. So those are areas I know most Tiger fans are looking at. And I can't have a podcast called Inside the Trenches, literally, Gus, and don't mention my side of the ball inside the trenches.
No, I mean, of course, because that's how it's going to work there, right? Look, I was listening to Matt Moscona, and there was a scrimmage earlier in the week. And he said, look, there was a situation where in a lot of those plays, the first-string offensive line, which is probably the more experienced, right, Marlon, kind of had its way with the D-line on that aspect of it. But he did say the second and third stringers, defensive line, kind of evened things out and maybe controlled more of those plays and scrimmages and practice part from that aspect. Do you look at it like that, not from a concern level of, oh no, here we go again, or it's what Matt said, look, you have so many, you know, snaps and experience on one side in cohesion that you probably expect it to be like that? I don't know. You take me to spring ball when you were at LSU. When does one side of the football maybe kind of tend to dominate the other, and it's a natural, the progression?
You said it, Gus. It's usually with the group that has the most experience, and that's that offensive line. And another name that's been popping up across my text messages the last couple of days, I talk a lot about, even on this show, about Ashton Stamps. His older brother, Christian Stamps, who actually walked on to LSU this past fall, has been making noise, getting pancakes, and really Coach Brad has been excited about him. So it's crazy how you have those two small guys being able to, the Stamps guy, should I say. But I'm sorry, Pastor Stamps, if you listen, that's their dad. I'm over here eating small sliders, so it's easy to think of Stamps and small sliders because they kind of go together. But I've been hearing about him acting a fool on that offensive line. But Gus, to your point, it's the most experienced group, has the most All-American.
Makes a lot of sense there as well. Look, let's be honest, it's also an opportunity for fans to get into Tiger Stadium, man, and see their team. It's been a little bit from that aspect of it. Just that excitement, man, when you got a chance to play in the spring game. What did it feel like for you?
It felt good. The weather's typically good. You have an opportunity to gauge where you're at. For me, I remember this was spring 2006. We had a lot of new incoming freshmen coming in that class, but it was a bunch of guys who were redshirt freshmen or true sophomores that were making their mark on that team. What I love about the spring, that's where you make – that's who you know are going to be the projected starters. So you get an opportunity to see where you're at, how the coach thinks about you, and you can have more confidence going into the summer. So I love spring ball, and I can't wait to see. Because, Gus, think about it. After this game, we can only talk about what we saw in the spring game all the way to September. Right. So, beautiful thing.
No, that's true. One of the other aspects, too, that I guess you have to wait to sort of see, right, is, look, a couple years back after the spring game, oh, we need a quarterback, Joe Burrow, things of that nature. Do you see this team, or you hear any way, shape, or form that the Tigers could maybe look elsewhere at different position groups or players, or are we just going to go with what do you have now going into the fall, you think?
So what I see so far, Gus, is Coach Kelly is probably going to hit the transfer portal hard here after April 15th for defensive line. They need more depth in that area. You look at the wide receiver core, I think they're confident there. You get C.J. Daniels transferring from Liberty, and in addition to him, you have Kyron Lacy coming back. You have a healthy Chris Hill. You have Aaron Anderson. You have all those other guys. That group's fine. The quarterbacks are fine, Gus. Running back, you want to have a look at. I mean, we do get Caleb Jackson coming back. But we're super excited for 2025's already commit Harlan Berry, who could be like that next Darius Geis, next explosive back. at LSU. So I think when you look at transfer portal areas, we might hit hard, try to find that next superstar. I can't look nowhere else besides that D-line.
Well, that kind of is an important thing, isn't it, to try to get the, that run stop into pass rushing. I don't know. It's going to be interesting when you look at that West. You look at the SEC overall, so much change there and kind of the unknowns. I don't know. I'm trying to probably maybe the next week or so over the weekend, if I get a sec, kind of see how some of the other teams are going. I know. What do you make of what Bama's going to be next year? I mean, where do you look at the SEC West?
Man, Gus, we were talking about that on today's episode Inside the Trenches. Kalen Bauer, now the head coach, coming from Washington, he had an All-American quarterback, Heisman candidate, in Michael Penix Jr., who some folks hope was Saints draft, just by accident, right? First round pick, why did I go for it? But you have a coach that has a lot to prove. You're coming into the real Wild Wild West. And not to mention, you have Oklahoma and Texas coming in. So I am concerned about his success and how he's going to adapt and adjust. Now, what helps him out, Gus, you have Jalen Milroe at quarterback. Coming back, he's definitely one of those guys next year that's a Heisman candidate, so maybe he can have another top-dog quarterback.
Marlon, one of the other things that I'll leave you with this here as well, when you look at what spring, I guess, can sort of do is it just kind of gives you either that momentum or, I guess, concern, depending on when you look at it. But end of the day, man, when that happens, that means you know one other important thing. The NFL draft is right around the corner. Then you got the camps, and then you got all that aspect of it here as well. It's hard for you to believe, man. 2 weeks from today, we'll be talking about who the Saints selected in the first round of the NFL draft and how the Cowboys tanked it. How about that? Looking forward to that.
Right. Well, Gus, the Cowboys didn't do nothing. They just went and got Eric Henderson from the Chargers. I mean, they don't have. Oh, boy. You know what I heard, though, huh, Gus?
What's that?
I heard that the Cowboys won't tank it this year. They're taking it next year.
Okay.
They're going to bring Deion Sanders as the head coach and draft his son with the first round pick, Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, prime coming back to the start. Coming back. You like it?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Marlon Favre, our big fan, 504 is the way to follow over on X. And, of course, Inside the Trenches, the podcast on YouTube and right here on ESPN New Orleans. Thank you, Marlon. Enjoy the weekend and this beautiful weather, sir.
Man, you do the same, baby. Hello.
There it is. Sounds good. Enjoying himself some sliders. Love me some of that. It'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue hour number three live from No Wake Outfitters over here on Airline
Drive.
1926 is the address. Gus, where is that? It's simple. Just to the left of Causeway. I can see Causeway from here. It's to my right. So between Causeway and the Parish Line, right across the street, literally from what? Premier Fitness, the big furniture store. Next to the toy store that's been here forever and a day by Rouse's. You cannot miss us right over here if you want to stop on by. We'll talk to Justin before the end of the show here as well. But up next, let's focus on that big game tonight. Bells won one last night. I'll try to win another one tonight on this back-to-back Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
Driveways, pave it. Parking lots, pave it. Streets, pave it. Whatever you have Chris's Paving, the expert paving contractor, pave it. Locally owned and operated, Chris's Paving started in 97. Driveways, overlays, parking lot resurfacing, asphalt, or concrete, which only an expert can deliver. No jobs too big or too small. The asphalt and concrete paving contractor for the Bayou region. Paving it? Call 985-960-2131 or just roll on over to chrispaving.com. Now,
the king is said, now, oh, what joy bring. We are going, we are going to ring the king.
The King Firm. If you've been injured, ring the king. 504-909-5464.
That's 504-909-5464. Located at 2912 Canal Street, New Orleans. If you're injured in an accident,
I say, have no fear.
The King Firm.
The King Firm is here. We are going. We are going to ring the king.
LA 23-15-341.
Set yourself up for success when planning your next event, whether it be a festival, Mardi Gras, rodeo, or outdoor music venue. Joe Siptic Contractors knows that it's important to cover your bases well before the days of your event. Joe Siptic Contractors can supply 18, 10, 3, and 2-stall restrooms, air-conditioned trailers, anytime, anywhere. Call 24-7. Planning an event? Visit joeseptic at viscom.net with locations in Cutoff, Thibodaux, Fouchon, Abbeville, Reserve, Odessa, Texas, and Pascagoula, Mississippi.
A strong defense wins the game. Don't wait for rising water. Call Associated Pump and Supply today. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs, Associated Pump and Supply has your water solution with 30 years plus experience. Our staff is ready to deliver, install, repair, or retrofit your pumping equipment 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. The Ruderman Can. Caller and guest hotline is available. 800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in to the conversation, I don't know if you've seen on social media, the 76ers unveiled a statue outside the Sixers practice facility of Allen Iverson. It's small. I don't really know how else to think. Carver substantially taller than the statue of Allen Iverson. Looks like the ball's in the left hand. He's about to do a crossover dribble to break your ankles. Allen Iverson's right hand touched the basketball that's in the statue, and it's larger than the basketball. Just saying. C.J. McCollum over his last five games, 31 points, 29 points, 31 points, 31 points, 36 points. That is somebody that is coming through when you need him to do that. Zion Williamson on the importance of C.J. McCollum on and off the court. C.J. has
been a really important piece to this team all year long. I remember at the beginning of the year, I kind of went to him and was like, look, I'm not where I need to be. He was honest with me. He said, you do what you got to do, and he'll kind of pick up the weight for me. A teammate like that, you can't speak highly enough about him. He's a good dude on and off the court, and, you know, he's been playing at a really high level this year. And, honestly, I'm just glad to have a dude like that around.
Willie Green on CJ.
It's a preparation meets opportunity moment for CJ. It started in the summer for him. He stayed in New Orleans pretty much all summer, lifting, conditioning, shooting, doing everything to prepare for the season. He knew that we were going to have to rely on him heavily, and you're seeing that work ethic pay off.
One of the other things that you've seen here as well on this road trip, and look, I get it. It's one of the first times and only times a lot of the reporters that cover those teams get a chance to talk to Zion Williamson, get a chance to see how he's grown and how he's changed, not only physically, but also mentally. And Willie Green was asked about the difference between Zion midseason tournament when they got waxed by the Lakers to now.
He's attacking each and every moment. He's attacking each and every moment, not just the games, but behind closed doors when people aren't looking. He's getting extra work in, getting extra lifts, doing conditioning, making sure he's staying on top of all the things that allow him to go out and be his best. And I think that play-in game, is it play-in? Which one was it? In-season tournament game was a turning point for Z. It was just we needed to have some accountability, which he did. And that's a huge maturity step for him. And from that point, he's just stacked his days. So he comes in every day. He gets his work in, him and Coach Aaron Miles, and he stays on top of it.
One of the things he was asked after the game yesterday here as well is overcoming that start to his career.
Proving myself right. Simple as that. And then with my teammates and coaches just trusting me, that means a lot.
And also learning what he can and can't do on that court.
Just stacking my days. Stacking my days and, you know, just really trusting the process. Like I said, I got great teammates, great coaches. They all trust me. So when you got a supporting cast like that, it does a lot for your confidence.
One of the things you saw yesterday as well was not only the continuance of him playing well on offense. Man, a handful of those highlights. I want to say back-to-back plays where his defense led to big offensive plays. And he just, he's getting it on the defensive side. In the third quarter, here's one of them.
Easily taken away by Fox. He's going to run the break.
Oh, it blocked from behind by Williamson. Taken by Murphy. Throws it up the floor to Jose. Stop, pop, right corner, three. What a sequence that was.
What in the world was that? Jose had no business taking that shot. In front of the Pels bench, off the fast break, he's the only guy down the court.
But it started with the Williamson block.
That was fun to watch once. They did it again a couple plays later.
Oh, he traveled.
Oh, and Zion just stole it.
Yeah.
To Jose, left of the top three. Buried it. Jose, 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 Jose.
Jose off these turnovers. And now he's 3 of 4 from three.
Yeah. Again, just playing well on both sides of the ball. On the defensive end, Zion says.
Definitely my defensive intensity. You know, watching Najee, Jose, and Herb do what they do, and Dice, I'm sorry, you know, do what they do. You know, I see that, and it's like, man, I gotta up my defensive intensity as well. So that's definitely been a point of focus for me.
Yeah. One of the other things that was interesting, I thought was one of the best highlights last night here as well, did go back and forth for a bit. Pels started out hot, jumped out to 23-point lead, and then, well, you know, the Kings made a run, which prompted
Jones,
J.D. to
front
say
court,
this.
Jones, front court, Chesed to McCollum, left angle free. Yes.
Oh, Christian.
Yes.
A 6-0 run by the Pels to counter the 8-0 run by the Kings. And we're going to need some Imodium in here if we keep on with all these runs.
Is anybody going to have any timeouts left by the time this game is over? Because Mike Brown just took another one.
Yeah. Zion withstanding those runs.
No, this is the NBA. Those are great NBA players on other teams. So, you know, basketball is a game of runs. It's just, you know, we can't get complacent. We got to, you know, stay the course.
One of the other things that was fun listening was essentially Cody Zeller. He literally has watched most of the season. But, man, did he come in and impact the game.
Cody was excellent. He's another veteran that – has been there, has done it, played in the finals last season. We're so blessed to have him with our group. He's another guy that when you guys aren't watching, the cameras aren't on, he's always putting his work in. And when we call his name, he's ready to play. And that's what it takes. It takes guys being able to step up in these moments. And all of our guys have done it at some point throughout the course of the season.
You know what's crazy? You look at the box score and you see 9 minutes. You see 1-for-1 from the floor, which was a dunk. You see a rebound. You see 2 assists, 2 points. You're like, okay, it's mop-up duty. If you watched the game, those 9 minutes, didn't they feel, first off, I was surprised it was just 9 minutes. But didn't it feel like a way more important stretch of minutes in the game? Didn't it?
Zeller goes back,
yes, sir.
Score!
Yes, sir.
Bounce feed, Jose!
They did not expect Cody Zeller to fly in like that. And Jose Alvarado finds his teammate running baseline.
Flush it down, mass man. And Mike Brown just took his final timeout with 6:48 left in the ball game, and they are starting to trickle towards the exits here at Golden 1 Center. It's a 12-2 run.
And that's the thing, too. You look at it, and that was made it 120-100. You heard him, 12-2 run there. Take away 12 from that 20-point lead. It was still within reason, and then the Pels just hit that. They did that a couple of times yesterday. They even did it in Portland as well. Phoenix made a run after a good start by the Pels. They've been able to counter the opposing team to be able to make that game closer or not. But you look at a guy like Zeller, who had to see action because he had no Larry Nance. And then you see him get out there and make some plays immediately. Look, him and Jonas, I'm yelling in the studio to conductor Chris Moran. I'm like, Chris, there he is. Look, I mean, a big, he's facilitating. He's passing the basketball. He's able to get a rebound. He's able to set screens. I still believe this team is at its best when they use their bigs. I know the whole small ball thing is a coach thing. I hear you. Can it work at moments and periods? Fine. I think playing big helps just as much as playing small. That makes any sense. That's me. Anyway, that was Coach on Cody Zeller and the importance that he was able to do with that. The other aspect that I wanted to play was, again, a lot of times when they're on the road, they get Z and Coach get asked a lot about Zion's development and what he's been able to do. And what he's been able to do is grow before our very eyes. Let's be honest. We all were like, oh, no. Because I got it yesterday. When he goes down and then he goes into the locker room with that wrist injury, here we go again. He gets injured. And, you know, even going into that game, a couple people texting, he needs to play. I mean, look, he got business last Friday. Didn't play because of a finger. It's a finger. Tape it up. Rub dirt on it. Do those different aspects of it. Here's Willie Green on Zion.
He's showing the world what he's about. And he's bringing it night in and night out. He had to gut through an injury tonight. And his team, he knew his teammates needed him. And he came through for us in the end.
Zion on that wrist injury.
Not going to really speak on that. Just, you know, something happened. And had to just see it through.
All right. The other aspect that's important is getting that growth and nurturing from the coach. So he was asked, how did you get to be to where you know how to handle Zion?
Number one, I believe in the power of prayer. I believe it can go places that I can't. And I'm always praying for all of our guys, our staff, everybody, including Z. And the guys know that it comes from a place of love. But we have to have a level of accountability, and that's leadership. And so my position is that we have leadership, but I'm here to support him. I'm here to serve and help him be the best that he can be and use his platform so that he can continue to impact his community, impact his family, impact his team, our organization, our city. And I told him that. All of our guys, I believe in the best in them. And when you go to work like you do and stack your days and put it all together, it's going to be scary, and we're starting to see it.
And look, whether it's here personally or privately at the bar with your buddies or whatever, I think when you follow a team and you want, maybe can taste and feel that they can be successful and they can win games here, you maybe look at things a certain way. And what I mean by that is I had Antonio Daniels say this once to me, and it's so true, and I'm guilty of it sometimes. When they win, man, Zion, Cody, CJ, Trey, look at what Jose did. Look at what all these guys did. When they lose, I mean, Willie just doesn't know what's going on. Why can't Willie pass the ball? Call it time? You know what I'm getting at? It's funny. AD said that to me one time, right after a loss. I'm like, man, what about? And he goes, all right, so check this out. When they win, no one ever says Willie Green helped do that or not. And I bring that up because of this. Maybe a lot of times because you're so kind of locked in. And again, I am absolutely victim of this. Willie Green in his 3 years has improved the win-loss record by 6 wins every year. Up until this year was his first year he actually had his top 3 players play an overwhelming amount of games. They get to the 4th spot in the West. Brandon Ingram goes out for 10-plus games. They go 1-5 in a 6-game homestand. We've all started grabbing the shovels and throwing some dirt. Again, I'm not saying I'm not a part of that. And what's happened? He's gotten him to 48 wins. He's helped guide him. Right? Not saying it's the X's and O's. I'm not saying it's the words or it's not, but relationships in professional athletics, much less in the NBA, is so, so key. He's been able to navigate and handle Zion
and everything that's gone around it. Unhappiness with the organization, organization unhappiness with him. Not in shape, back in shape. Leader, not leader. Everything that goes with it. And you saw yesterday at the end of the game, the team interview with Chris Haynes. And then Zion have everybody and him say, hey, I'm as strong as the guys around me. And a legit liking for one another. You have to give credit to the guy that's probably in the middle of that. And that is Willie Green. He was asked yesterday about the look in the mirror moments that he and his team have had to have.
I think those moments, the adversity that you go through, you know, it builds character. It builds strength. It builds an understanding that you have what it takes to get through tough times. And that's what we're seeing with Zion. I mean, life teaches us that all the time. You guys know that. But he had a basketball adversity, and we had some team adversity. And it's what I love about our group is they're resilient. They hold each other accountable. We try to be as honest as we can about what we're doing well and what we can improve on, and we go out every day and we work at it.
That's head coach Willie Green. We come back to speak with Justin from the Wake Outfitters. Final segment. We come back before Bama Skelton and after further review take over on ESPN New Orleans.
We are the soldiers of the Louisiana Army National Guard. We are your neighbors. We are your sons and daughters. While we serve part-time, we are learning valuable life and job skills. We are earning money for college, for trade and technical schools, and for certifications. We are proud to serve both our country and our home state. We are your Louisiana Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tax Act can think of a million things more fun than filing taxes. Tax Act is going to name some now. Sitting in traffic. Folding a fitted bedsheet. Listening to your coworker talk about his fantasy team. Digging a hole. Digging an even larger hole next to that original hole. Unfortunately, Tax Act's filing software can't make taxes fun. But Tax Act can help you get them done. Tax Act. Let's get them over with.
Make plans to join us at the second annual Thibodeau Regional Cancer Institute Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th. The day starts at 8 a.m. with a 5K and fun run and continues with live music featuring the Lena Prima Band, Soul Survivors, and The Groove. We'll have food vendors, carnival-style games, sports tournaments, and more at the second annual Festival of Hope, Saturday, April 27th. For schedule and more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. Final segment. Hour one each and every day. Brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. I always tell you they're your one-stop shop. Fly fishing, kayaks. I'm not kidding. Here it is as we are live over at Airline Drive, 1926 in Metairie. NoWakeOutfitters.com. Justin's been joining us throughout the show. Thank you so much for having us here today, first and foremost, man.
It's been an absolute privilege. It's been great.
It's been fun, man. Like I said, I literally pass by every single Pelicans game on the way to the arena. I come in and take Airline, so I pass by it all the time. I always see the demo pool. I always see the sign that says literally paddle sports outdoor gear, fishing and fly tackle apparel, and sundries. Yeah, I know. That's what I said the first time. You got sunglasses, you got all kinds of different aspects. You got the kayaks in here. Basically, if you fish, much less fly fish, you need to come in and just check it out.
Absolutely. And I mean, even if you're not a big fisherman, if you just like spending time outdoors, I mean, a lot of the apparel and stuff I carry is like outdoor utility clothing. really. It's all like sun protection.
Yeah.
It's all made of like high-end textiles, fabrics that aren't going to rip. It's going to be weather-resistant materials and things. So honestly, if you spend any sort of outdoor activity here in Louisiana, I've got something for you.
What's cool about it, too, is – and again, look, it's whatever it is that you're looking to do. If you want to go out there once or twice, kind of, you know, throw in some canoes and kayak or whatever, that's
exactly.
fine. I mean, you want to go do the bayou by, you know, some of the high schools in City Park area, that's fine. If you want to fish, if you want to, as you say, what, eco-tour?
Yeah, eco-tourism.
Yeah, no, it's great, though. But because I never really honestly thought about that. You have so many different bayous and things in and around this area here as well that you can go. And, you know, the overgrowth of the trees and it's quiet and everything, and it's so easy. I could just find somewhere off the road or something to put
exactly.
in. Is that one of the advantages of having a kayak?
Honestly, it is. It allows you to really launch anywhere because you don't even need a boat ramp. We always call it combat launching. You could literally pull over on the side of the road, throw the kayak in there and leave. Like
yeah.
You're leaving your truck there by itself at your own discretion. But,
yeah.
but you can basically access any body of water where honestly, the draft capabilities in some of these boats are you can float in like, you know, only a couple inches of water.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you about. I mean, I'm looking at the one behind you. I mean, this is a lot different than the big box store ones or just the one even that I have in my shed, which is literally like, hey, I'll throw it on the water. It floats and it's good. And I've done it out before. My in-laws and stuff go there by the yacht club over there. So I've gone once or twice on there and it's water. It's coming
yeah.
in, and, you know, because it gets choppy, you know, that shallow area over there in the inlet. But I'm looking at these things, the way they're designed, you can see how they cut through the water. You can see how you're not going to have water kind of coming over the top. I mean, just they're designed for you to be out there and to fish and to stand. When you show me a photo of two adult men standing, like I would probably not standing on my raft. I'm just not.
Yeah, and that's really what the kayak demo pool helps us with. It allows customers to be comfortable and confident in the boat before they take it out, because that's always a concern for a lot of people is I don't want to fall out of it. And I tell everybody, I'm like, kayaks are super stable. They have secondary stability built into them.
Mm-hmm.
More often than not, when I see a person being ejected from a kayak, it tends to one side and that person, and they try to self-correct, and that they put their head over the side of the gunwale, and that's what causes the kayak to flip. So the pool provides a safe space for people to get in the boat, try it out, kind of maneuver around in it, and just gain a little bit of confidence.
One of the things that I think is cool about that demo pool, and you've always said, I can rent a kayak here.
Correct.
Right.
We do rent kayaks. They're $45 for the day, and I do what's like the fisherman special, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, you know, we were just renting. He's like, hey, you come pick it up at 10, and then, you know, you charge for the day. You bring it back the following morning. But it didn't allow people to have it overnight and fish it and get charged for it. So I always tell customers that if you come pick it up after 4 o'clock, your rental day starts the following day. So that way you have the kayak overnight,
the morning, right.
And you can leave first thing in the morning and fish and then come bring it back the following day.
Right, that is true. That's probably one of the reasons I never got into it. Every time I had a buddy, it would be like, 4:35. I'm like, what?
No.
but that's the point. It is that. One of the reasons I thought that was cool that you guys do that as well, though, is, look, it is an investment, but also at the same time, you want to know what's the right one for you, right?
Correct.
So I might come in and be like, dude, I love that one with the pedal, but maybe that's not what I want. Maybe I want this one over here, the Old Town Sportsman. And you have a handful of different ones
mm-hmm.
that I can go get into and kind of get a sense and feel or rent for $45
right.
instead of buying one for a couple hundred bucks or a couple bucks to see which one fits my needs best of what I like, what fits in my car better, what kind of attachments I want. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and that's one of our big things I've said multiple times throughout the show is that I really want to outfit the customer for what they are going to have and enjoy. I always iterate when my customers come in. I'm like, none of us receive any sort of commission, so we're not like used car salesmen. It's like, whether you buy or not, I'm here to outfit you with what you're going to use and what you're going to be happy with. I'm not trying to push anything on you. So it's always going to be what you're looking for, what you want, what you're comfortable with, and most importantly, what's in your budget.
I
and
know.
We can work with any budget.
NoWakeOutfitters.com, that's the website. And on it, you'll see about services, events. You have the shop, you can contact, blog, videos, different aspects of it. You keep saying go to the events things, you can get all of that information.
Yes, sir. All of our classes and everything are going to be listed under events.
I love that. It's easy enough. Plus, you also have kayaks in stock, which is great because it gives you an idea on that. It's not just that when you walk in, you're going to love to see all the different kayaks and stuff, but you have lures on there, you have reels, you have all kinds of things.
I have everything. We are a full-service fly shop, but I also dabble a little bit in some of the conventional stuff, mostly some of the custom-made conventional rods, and I have some Daiwa reels, and then I even have some soft plastics, but I only stock local soft plastic brands.
I love that. That's cool stuff. Hey, come give them a look-see. I promise you'll like what you see. And meet Justin and come see all the folks over here. Thank you so much for having me, man.
Thank you so much, Gus.
Appreciate it for sure. They are our one sponsors, and now we've gotten to put a face to the name, NoWakeOutfitters.com. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for tuning us in. Thank you to Coach Kenny Farrell for stopping by. Matt Moscona, after further review, is up next on ESPN New Orleans.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country,